The reason I'm about to win this debate you're going to watch is because I literally wrote the book on how to do that. Rational Answers to Stupid Questions tackles about 100 of the most common anti-scientific tropes we hear all the time. If you want to be well-equipped to tackle stupidity and also learn the history and research behind the facts, you can get a copy by going to the link below. Thank you. You know, just poking holes in the bottom of all my Therian plushies.
Yeah. Well, I got a simple question for you today, and we're going to see if you can answer it. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. If
the Hold universe... the fuck on, dude. God, are your ears purely decorative too? I said I'm not ready. All right, go ahead. Unmute yourself, Jacob. I'm ready now. Chat, it doesn't know how to unmute itself. Jacob, unmute yourself. Do you think he's just talking and he can't hear me? All right, you're back. Go ahead.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
If the universe began as a mass of energy,
it didn't,
and then expanded into a solar system,
it didn't.
If it did, hypothetically, but let's just say it did. In my hypothetical universe, this is what I would okay. That represent a decrease of entropy?
No.
Did you just say no?
Correct.
Okay, I want everybody to understand that the fact that this man just said no means that he is as stupid.
So
he doesn't know
Jacob,
what he's talking about.
You're not stupid, right? You're the enlightened one. So surely you don't just mindlessly regurgitate
just
and parrot these stupid
that
arguments that you've heard
no.
online before. You know what the counter response to them is, and you know why the counter responses fall short of being an adequate explanation, right? You're the smart one. You're up here telling us that I'm the one that doesn't know anything. You're the smart one. So since you know, now prove to us you're not just mindlessly parroting garbage you hear on the internet by explaining to us how the rebuttals to your argument are inadequate. Go ahead. He can't do this. I'm just telling on him before
because
he tells on himself.
Because they fail to explain the obvious massive decrease in entropy that we see in your theory. This
yeah.
massive
give the rebuttal
decrease
to
of entropy
how it
where a
doesn't
universe
represent
is
a decrease
creating
in
life.
Energy. Jacob, I just set the rebuttal. You weren't listening.
We're not talking
the
about
rebuttals
energy, first
to
all.
Your
it's
argument.
Like entropy. Get it right, brother.
Your argument is that it does represent a decrease in entropy. The rebuttal is that it doesn't. And then all you said was, they don't explain how to deal with the decrease in entropy. No, the rebuttals are that, no, what you're describing isn't a decrease in entropy. Now, again, this is where you get to prove, like you come up here all the time and you say, Peterson, he has a degree in biology and a master's in education. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Meanwhile, you have an undergraduate degree in business and a master's in divinity that I'm sure you got from an unaccredited diploma mill. So you're not qualified to talk about any of this either, but you pretend that you are, and you pretend that you are some sort of enlightened thinker. Now, again, if you have this argument and you think it's strong and you're not a hack, then you know what the rebuttals are. Now explain to us the rebuttal and why it falls short. You can unmute yourself whenever you're ready to do that.
Well, first of all, you keep muting me because you have to, which is funny. Second, the fact that you just said no means that anybody who does know what they're talking about, Planet Peterson, will know that
give
you're
the explanation for how it doesn't lead to a decrease in entropy. Do you know what the rebuttals are?
A system becoming more ordered is an obvious decrease of entropy.
Nope.
A system
false.
Becoming more ordered is an obvious decrease of entropy. That's
you're
not false.
You're leaving
such
out
a fool,
you're leaving
bro.
Out important information and you don't
false?
Know it. Yes.
There's no input. That's what entropy is.
And so I know you're.
Tend to divert towards more.
You somehow. I don't know how you turned into a. So we started talking about 2 years ago. Somehow, in that timeline, you turned into a flat earther as well. I don't know how you went down that rabbit hole, but
I'm not a flat earther. What are you talking about?
You're a flat earther.
You don't even know what I believe.
You have videos on your channel talking about the Earth being flat.
No, I don't. I have zero flat Earth channels on my. Gravity exists, Planet Peterson, and you don't listen. You don't know the definitions of basic words.
Anyways, so when gravity causes a star collapse, is that a decrease in entropy? No, because it loses heat, and the net balance is that the heat energy going out increases the entropy overall of the system. So gravity causing objects to coalesce together, the matter becoming more organized, does not violate entropy, okay? That's the explanation for your whole argument here.
What? What did you just say?
Again,
your
ears are purely decorative. Because that was so easy to understand.
A star collapsing has nothing to do with complex biology forming on a rock in the middle of a vacuum, you idiot.
It has everything to
do
with.
Are you serious?
It has everything to do with what you said when you first came up here, because you said the explosion creates order.
You don't even know what entropy is. You just defined entropy in the most ridiculous way. You don't even know the basics, Peterson. You are a fraud, dude.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why you won't debate in a formal debate, because you would get embarrassed. What
should
is
I
entropy?
Should I pull
Define
up the emails
us,
where
please.
Should I pull up the DMs and the email where you said let's debate on Wednesday, and then I emailed and DM'd you back and said, dumbass, what time are we doing this? And you never
and
responded.
I tried to set up a debate, a formal debate, and you said, no, that's stupid. I just want to talk back and forth, because you're a child, bro. You can't even formally debate. So can you define entropy for your viewership? What is entropy? Folks, this is a
basic
definition.
Here you go, everybody. Dumbass, you didn't add a time zone to your email when you said you at 6, and you didn't say anything in response to this at all. And I don't have my email.
At that point,
I don't have my email pulled up, but you didn't respond to my email. I emailed you and DM'd you, and
you
didn't do anything.
Can we define entropy?
Entropy can be defined in multiple different ways.
Can we do that?
It can be defined in multiple different ways. A
Let's
loss of usable energy,
right. You can Google it,
a
can
decrease
you
in temperature.
Head, give us an answer.
I just gave you two answers, and the fact
a
that
decrease
you...
decrease in temperature?
A loss of usable energy or an
decrease
overall
in
decrease in temperature.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
You don't even know what it is, do you? You don't know.
I just gave you two different...
You don't even know what entropy is. You blind fool. You try to act like a scientist, and you don't even know what entropy is. You know what you do? You bully flat earthers, because those are the only people
Uh-oh.
That will lose to you. That's what you do. You bully people that know nothing. And when someone like me that actually does know something gets to you, you fold like the snowflake that you are.
You're the guy who emailed
so
me four sources and the fourth source debunked all the other sources.
You don't know basic definitions. You don't know basic definitions. You didn't even understand the sources.
No, I did.
You couldn't read those sources if you wanted to, because you don't even know how to define entropy. Entropy, by the way,
loss of usable energy.
So you have this for later, right?
Yeah, a loss of usable energy.
There we go. So systems die, right?
Systems die. Yeah, eventually all life on every living thing that's ever lived on the planet has eventually died, except for the ones currently living.
Okay, so how is it that a mass of energy creating pterodactyls isn't an expression of a decrease in entropy?
Because the because the Earth is constantly supplied with energy from the sun. But that life is extremely inefficient with that energy.
So the sun provides enough thermal energy to create cats. That's
yeah, no
your
shit.
Scientific observation, that thermal energy
what makes plants grow, Jacob?
Creates life over time.
Jacob, what is it that allow that makes plants grow?
So sunlight is capable of abiogenesis. You think that
What is it that makes plants be able to grow, Jacob?
Are you telling me?
I'm asking you, what is it that allows plants to grow?
I want to say for just a second
that yeah, this you're not going to do that. What is it that allows plants to grow? The answer is sunlight.
Sun,
everybody.
Beating down.
Ah, the sun. Thank you. You finally got it. So
you believe
we have energy for plants to grow, and then animals can eat the plants, and then cats can eat the animals. So there we go. There's no problem here.
The sun created life.
I didn't say that, and that's not what you were asking for. You were asking for an explanation for what is it that allows a cat to be able to exist.
Bro.
I mean, honestly, Jacob, Brett Michaels' STD panel would have a bigger number of positives or hits than you've had correct, like, ideas expressed so far. Now, to be fair, his STD panel would have a lot of hits on it. But, you know.
Why do you keep muting me, dude?
Because I'm explaining things to you and you keep interrupting. So what's your next question?
Okay, so explain to me. You believe, I'm assuming you believe in the Big Bang, right?
Yeah, the universe is expanding every direction we look, we can see that. And then there were sophisticated mathematical explanations for what's going on.
How do you see that? Oh, can you explain to us how they came to that determination?
By looking at the redshift of galaxies.
The redshift of, what is that? What's redshift of galaxies?
So if you're going to deny something, but you don't know any of the basics of it, then like I said earlier, you're a total hack and you're not qualified to have a conversation.
It's because if light is traveling,
what do you want to talk about? Because
light shifts red because the wave.
Buddy, you don't have.
I can explain it to you.
No, you can't. I could mow my lawn with the nail clippers before you could ever comprehend the basics of this. Because you didn't know the most basic thing underlying how we came to understand this. You don't have the gift of understanding for this, Jacob.
No, I can tell you. I can tell you right now. I can explain it to you right now if you stop muting me.
Nobody's muting you.
Can I explain it?
I like how you're not explaining it.
Okay, you were just muting me.
You're literally not explaining it.
Okay, let me explain it. So the reason why the light is shifted red is because since the object is traveling away from us, the light is stretched, which causes it to turn up red. If it was compressed, means it's coming towards us, it would turn blue. That's what it means. You could have looked that up on Google while you were sitting there if you were smart enough. You didn't even know that.
So you agree that the universe is expanding, so you believe in the Big Bang. Great.
You don't know what red and blue shift of light are.
Yeah, I do.
You're a joke, dude. You're a joke, bro.
You didn't ask me to explain red shift. You asked me to explain the evidence that we live, that the Big Bang is true, which I did. And then you just said what redshift is. So you agree that the universe is redshifted. Okay.